This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, elegant listeners, and welcome to Go, my favorite sports team. I sit here alone. Mark is busy, but there's a couple of other reasons that are going on with that, but we'll get into that later. Before I jump into everything, I should probably have pulled up jacuzzis, but I'm not used to that job. I'm the master of balls and holes. I'm the one that gets jacuzzed, so I'm going to pull up some jacuzzis here and see what you guys have to say to kick it off. But yeah, it's me, alone, Tyler Scheid, master of balls and holes, apologetically saying this is not the Muay Thai primer. Some things have come up, and that will be postponed until the next time I'm able to record with Mark. That said, the jacuzzis. This one is by Spirited Personality 9. Sex or paragliding? Tyler, he who is one with the balls that enter holes, you stand jacuzzed. Okay, well, I'm sitting, so I don't really stand it. I have been a non-sports fan of this podcast since the beginning and have reaped the benefits of a glimpse into the wonder wide world of sports. But your recent hypocrisy has been so utterly terrible, it has drawn me from the depths of the netherworld for my first and quite possible last ever post on Reddit. You claim for something to be a sport, it must be a competition involving a physical activity. By this reasoning, running is a physical activity, but foot races are a sport that involve running. Then the lies began. You claim that paragliding is a sport because you can compete in competitions, but sex is not a sport because it is physical activity that can be competed in. Both of these are physical activities, but you only deem one a sport. You turn your shameful face away from the most damning of evidence. Casual sex implies the existence of ranked competitive sex. Find it in yourself to speak the truth. Either sex is a sport or paragliding is not. All right, you're ignoring other criteria of what was required for sport, right? Requiring physical skill or strength or ability, right? There has to be competition, which you mentioned. There has to be a way to judge that said competition to where you can objectively view something and have the same results. So like if you watch a baseball game, the number of runs scored objectively determines the results. Just like in a boxing match, when you look and watch, the majority of people can tell when one boxer is clearly beating the other one because they're making more impacts and or they knock someone out. So objectively, there's a winner or there's some criteria to create an objective viewpoint of who won. So yes, foot races are sport. Therefore, by the organization of being tracked, as long as they are prompted in the correct way, right? In this sense, you're skipping one of the most required criteria, which is the repeatability and objective determinant of who would win, which is the problem with music and the problem with other stuff is there's no real objective. Everyone's going to have a different opinion of like that music piece is better than this one because they have a favorite music piece, right? So sex is not a sport. Paragliding is a sport because there's a world champion paraglider. There's no world champion of sex and everybody has different sexual preferences. I mean, the things are all across the sun with relation to kinks. So expelled that ghost. Jacuzzing Tyler's recent abs. This one is by Pandamolt. Dearest Tyler, as the host of this illustrious podcast and the venerable master of balls and or holes, I expect a certain amount of responsibility from you, which you haven't met. You went off to Thailand, a country for which I have seen no proof of its existence, to fill in the holes and fondle all the balls, leaving our poor baby boy Mark I. Plyer to do an episode all by his lonesome. Are you aware of how utterly talentless Mark is? How incapable he is? If he were to make a solo YouTube channel, it would be nothing but stolen Game Grumps jokes and bad horror games. Its AdSense would be immediately revoked and the channel would die. His solo episode has the lowest ratings in GMFST history. For whatever reason, I doubt that. Lost the podcast and billions of fans. Wow, I didn't realize we had billions of fans. That's awesome. And may have broken one of the four seals of the apocalypse. Oops. Never, never leave Mark to do an episode alone again. Sincerely, Pandamolt. Yes, who and how do I get into contact with someone in regards to an issue regarding the whole merch bankruptcy kerfuffle? All right. I'll answer your PS first. I have no idea. If you had bought something and didn't receive your item, you need to contest your charge however you made that. That's really the only way that I know about it. Otherwise, it's like Googling. It was Second City Prince that went under. So that's probably the main thing, is figuring out how that works. I have no idea. The best like we said in a previous episode, you just gotta contest your charge and hope that it gets taken care of that way. Here's the interesting part about the solo episode of Mark, right? You blame me. But the funniest thing is, I actually had enough episodes to record prior to us leaving. But really, it was the fault of the movie yet again. That's right. Iron Lung got in the way of our ability to complete said pre-recordings before I left. And Mark had promised me that he would take care of the other episode himself, and he did, and I am proud of him. And I watched that episode, I gave editing notes on that episode, I think he did a great job, and I think there are plenty of people who loved it. So your judgment, your personal vendetta against Mark in this instance, shall be expelled from my body. Ghosts, be gone! We'll do one more. Tyler is a time traveler. What gives, Tyler? Why are we only now finding out that you are a time traveler? By the way, this is no bread, Chris. You could have given us the lottery numbers. You could have warned Mark not to bathe his eyes in fake blood. But no, you kept it all to yourself. How do I know he's a time traveler? He said that in Formula One that Lewis Hamilton is driving for Ferrari, and this isn't happening until 2025. How can I trust his title of Master of Balls and Holes when it's clear he just read the answers to the exams and went back in time and sat them? Don't be fooled, people. Okay, there's another JQs that I did see about this. Y'all are mad at me, right? Because I said that Lewis Hamilton left Mercedes for Ferrari. That's what the article read. I pulled up the article. That's what all the news lines were telling me when I was in Thailand, and I briefly glanced at it. Granted, you're right. I should have read the article more clearly. But I pulled up that article when I reported the news, and it didn't say that he was still striving for Mercedes this season. I accused the press that for sending that information out without proper designation. It should have said Lewis Hamilton will be leaving Mercedes for Ferrari in 2025. But anyway, I said he was driving a Ferrari. I didn't say he was driving for Ferrari in that exact statement, according to the other GQs. And he owns three Ferraris, so at the time he might have been driving his Ferrari, unless it was race day. So, you know, I wasn't wrong, but I was wrong, but I wasn't wrong. It's the other press's fault. Be better, press. That's gonna be it for the GQs. This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more. So let's get into this episode, right? I wanted to talk about this because the most interesting thing, I was going to tell Mark this if he was able to record with me, but on Friday, what was that? March 8th, I got in a wreck on my Super 73 bicycle, and it was not my fault. And I'm recovering from a concussion still, because today is March 11th as I'm recording this episode. My brain is messed up. I'm a little bruised up. I don't know if you can see how this beautiful giant shiner on my forearm, I don't know how well the lighting picks it up. But I was riding home from REI because I went and purchased some stuff from REI, some climbing gear. You know, I was riding home and it's a decent track. So, you know, I was going a decent speed. The light was green ahead of me. Everything was fine. And a car turns left into a driveway in front of me. Being the athlete that I am, I hit my brakes and I do the best that I can to avoid hitting that car, but I had nowhere to go. There was a car to my left and traffic moving, so I didn't want to get hit by moving cars. And so I ended up cartwheeling over the bike, and this is where my memory goes blank, but I do know that in order for that to happen, my head hit the car and there's a dent to prove it. And apparently I put my forearm up, which is why you see this nasty shiner right here, to try and, you know, not die. Because I was going probably like 20-something miles per hour. Because I can zoom on that bike, right? Super 73, it's a pedal assist e-bike. I'm going pretty quick. From what I can imagine happened, because I know the part where I brake and then I was trying to stop and I was balancing on the front tire a little bit. Because, you know, when you brake with your rear tire, but you also brake with your front tire to get the maximum braking power on a bicycle. But if you over brake on the front, you cartwheel over. And so I started leaning forward because of the high speed I was and I really wanted to stop. And I flew into the rear quarter panel of this car. The last I remember is just before I hit the car. I remember like lifting my arm up. I don't know how I avoided the bike. I don't know how I'm not more beat up than I am. But next thing I remember is standing up. I was in the middle of standing up when I recall this. And then I was mad. So I said some profanities in the sense of like, you got to watch for effing bicycles, right? And luckily the lady was nice and stuff was taken care of. Beside the point, I don't remember what happened. I don't know exactly the details of how I was able to miraculously not be more beat up than I am. I went to the ER Friday night. They diagnosed me with concussion and bumps and bruises. Nothing is broken. I got chest x-rays. They x-rayed my foot. My right ankle's really stiff, and my muscles are really tight, especially all along my right side, which makes me think that I turned my body in order to absorb the impact better, but I don't know how. I didn't land on my bike. My bike was next to me when I stood up and a little bit ahead of me behind the car. My phone had flown off the bike by like 5 feet to the other side of the car. And the first thing I did was walk over and pick that up and make sure it was okay. Somehow not broken. Case is scratched up. But the main thing that I realized in that moment and after the fact, because a witness came up behind me and told me that I looked like a gymnast. The chaos of the accident she saw in slow motion, and I looked like a gymnast in the sense of on my bicycle trying to avoid and minimize my injury. And I was never a gymnast. That said, I did do gymnastics when I was really little. I also played football practically my whole life. I wrestled a ton, which requires a lot of falling. I rock climbed. So many things in my sports career has taught me great body control and how to avoid injury when I'm falling to the ground or having impact, right? And this is when I realized in this moment of all these stories and all these other things that have happened with sports and how sports have saved people's lives. Because in this instance, I truly believe that my athleticism from doing sports my entire life kept me from being much more hurt than I was and that I am. It got me thinking, and I remember distinctly when I was in junior high, and I read this article about this kid who was in the front seat of a car, and he had his seatbelt on and airbag deployed, and the thing that saved his life was how strong his neck was, and it was because he was a wrestler. There are so many different stories of how sports have impacted people in a way that they have saved their lives. Granted, sports can cause injuries, they push your body to the limits, but outside of that, they have a tremendous impact, not just on you physically, but mentally. Whether it's cardiovascular health or a million other different things, sports can actually save lives. Sports being brought to underprivileged neighborhoods has helped people get out of gang violence, get out of violent neighborhoods, get out of violent households, find connection and find safety in being able to do sports, finding a healthy outlet for their aggression, for their anger, for the troubles that they have in life. They have saved lives. They've elevated people to end up with tremendous careers, get amazing educations. And I feel like this is something we've talked about before, but this time it's personal for me because I don't recall how I did it, but somehow I avoided major injury in a bicycle accident. And I truly believe it is because of my knowledge and experience and just natural muscle reaction to know how to brace myself and absorb impacts. Because of football, when you have 300-pound people trying to tackle you. Because of wrestling, when you're getting taken down in different ways. And granted, I've been injured numerous times because of wrestling or football or other things. But over those times, my body has learned to adapt and adjust and to protect itself in a way that we don't always know originally at birth. This is something that in athletic careers and sports careers, there's so many athletes that are so reactive to even helping others that it makes sense that sports have saved lives in ways, not just the athletes' lives, but other people's lives. Like Danny Trejo pulled somebody out from a car. There's stories of Hulk Hogan and other people saving other people from drowning or a car accident and other things along those lines. There are so many instances where athletes, just based on their reactions, have saved themselves from greater trauma. And even in careers, a lot of athletic trainers, like those that helped DeMar Hamlin, were former athletes. They competed at high levels in high school or even college. It's part of the reason why they got into it. Not all, but a lot of people, athleticism and sports have been led to life savings opportunities. The Coast Guard, rescue swimmers, I don't know how many of you know about them. They save lives constantly on a daily basis. And it's because of how athletic they are as swimmers to be able to get to people faster and respond quicker to then save them from icy cold waters or other treacherous areas. And it's a realization in that moment how tremendous sports are an impact beyond just making it pro or doing incredible things for the human body, but in the sense of you learn things and your body and reaction with your muscles learn things that you never knew you would need. And they impact you in places that you never expect, whether it's being a dad snapping and catching a ball at a baseball game that's about to hit their kid or blocking a bat. Like, there are millions of instances where athleticism has impacted and prevented people from being more injured, more hurt, or more disastrous things occurring, just like me in my bike wreck. Your reaction time is finer tuned. That's the same thing with esports and video games. You get finer tuned reaction time to be able to respond in a quicker manner to things that happen in front of you. And so it's tremendous to think about how much worse I could be in this very moment. You never know what could happen in those instances, how you react. Because my head hit that. If I had hit that a different way, my neck could have snapped. If I hadn't braced myself as much, hadn't the muscular structure, my bones could have snapped more. I could have had a rib go and pierce into my lung, or even worse, hit a vital organ outside of my lungs, like my heart, or into, you know, my liver and other areas. Like, there are so many different things that could have happened. So many people came running to my aid when this occurred that they thought I was going to be in much worse shape than I was. I think Mark can attest to this in the sense of, like, sports also make you more hyper aware of how your body is feeling. You become so in tune to your body and so aware of your movements and everything in wrestling or basketball or volleyball or swimming or field hockey, cheerleading, gymnastics, a million different things. You know your body so well that you can feel when something's slightly off. And there are instances where athletes are like, something's just not right. And they go to the doctor and they discover that something really isn't right. I wanted to talk about this because, for one, I got in a major wreck. I have a concussion. I'm still recovering from it. But in a sense, to have people understand why sports have value beyond just fun or entertainment purposes or just to be competitive or let your aggression out, it has a greater impact on the individuals and society. Pulls people from gang violence, saves people in car accidents, saves people in so many different areas of the world, because so much physical activity and physical fitness is inspired because of sports. It's inspired because of the necessity of it. And a lot of people that have hardworking jobs where they need to save lives, like firefighters or EMTs, athletic trainers, search and rescue crews, all probably have an athletic background that helps them push further, be faster, be quicker at responding, and so ingrained in the training of not only just their career, but also sports that help them to navigate treacherous terrain and know things beyond that. So my brother with paragliding or rock climbing or skiing knew how to identify things like the ice shelves in order to avoid an avalanche zone, or understanding how the wind's working to avoid injuries with that can help other people beyond just yourself. That was kind of the encompassing thing. I know this is a shorter episode, but I thought it was important to recognize that sports in and of itself impacts the individual and people around them as a whole a lot more than you realize. Because once you're an athlete, and especially if you're an athlete for a while, it's almost a lifelong thing. You don't lose those instincts that you've trained. You don't lose those muscle twinge reactions. Your muscles might not be stronger. You might get out of shape. You might have those instances. But those moments, because you've trained your brain so well and your neural network so well, those reactions come back the instant you need them. And very well might have saved my life in my bike accident on Friday. With that, I know this episode's really short. I don't know if there's a required amount of time for the episode. It's truly incredible the amount like sports has impacted me. And I didn't even touch on the mental health aspect of it, of finding connection and finding people and finding a place to belong. I didn't even touch on those things. Sports really has a tremendous impact on those that are open to it, those that try it, those that do it. There's so much that is given to you that you don't realize in the time, because when something happens, like me on my bike, it just happens. You just react. You just do it. And while I don't remember it, I know I did something to make sure that I wasn't pierced by my handlebars. I wasn't absolutely destroyed in this accident, because all I had on was my helmet. That's it. My helmet, I had jeans on, like normal gear that you wear on a bicycle to like protect your legs from road rash and stuff like that. It's important to wear that protective gear. But also, I just know in my heart that my athleticism saved me in that moment. Hope you guys stay tuned in to all the future episodes of Go. Muay Thai will come up. The Muay Thai primer will come up, and we'll get into more details. I know a lot of people have been asking for volleyball. A lot of people have been asking me to, you know, correct my mistakes on the ice hockey primer. We'll get around to a lot of different things. There's a lot of sports we haven't covered and a lot of things that people have been asking for. Lacrosse, I know, was one. You know, I do pay attention to things. Please do go to the Reddit. Reddit.com/r/GMFST is the official Reddit for you to post your jacuzzis and for you to go ahead and post those episode suggestions, those primer suggestions. Make sure and use the proper flair for all of that. Go check out the TikTok and the Instagram, where we'll post clips and funny bits from our episodes. Go check out the Discord, Distractigo, both for Distractibles audience as well as Go's audience. And just be open to the concept of sport. I know a lot of you that have been listening for a while are starting to open your world up to understanding sport. And that's literally the purpose of this podcast, is to bridge the gap of people that don't know sport, are not interested in sport, or go, ooh, sports ball, and make you understand why sport is so ingrained in society. So many people find it so important and are impassioned by it and do it. You have your passions, but sometimes it's great to expand your horizons and understand others and hopefully connect with people that are different from you, because that's how you truly grow as a human being. We'll see you next week. Hopefully Mark will be back and less busy, because he is busting his tail on that movie that I'm excited for when it's finished. Not just because he'll be more available, but because we'll be able to see the work of art that I know he's been putting his heart and soul into. I'll see you next time on Go My Favorite Sports Team. Bye.